Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
So today for Goals Question Time, I've got the pleasure of being joined by Mark Brooks, who is the Associate Director for Innovation and Strategic Partnerships at the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. Hi, Mark. Good to speak to you again.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, great. Well, Mark, I've known you for a few years and that now, and I've really been following what you've been doing with the association. So it'd be great if you can give us some insights and kick off with a brief introduction to yourself, please.
Yeah, I'd be delighted to. So I am Mark Brooks at the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, which is it's an association that is the unified voice of CEMA, which is based in the UK, and the ASCPA, which is based in the US. And together, we represent really the entire accounting and finance profession and ecosystem. We've got about 660,000 members globally on every continent, spread across 130-some-odd countries. Despite the fact that we are a very innovative organization, you know, looking at the past 150 or so years, we know that the most provocative innovations are not going to come from us. They're going to come from startups, they're going to come from entrepreneurs, they're going to come from people not necessarily inside the accounting and finance profession. And so, you know, as part of our innovation efforts and as part of our growth efforts, we're looking at the entrepreneurial ecosystem to find interesting technologies, interesting approaches to ultimately help us transform the future of the profession.
Yeah, great. And I'm a CEMA qualified person myself, and did the management accounting qualification when I was in Unilever, which gave me a great broad experience. Can you give us a bit of introduction to yourself, though, because your background is different than just being rather than just being an accountant.
Yeah, I'm not an accountant. I know just enough about accounting and finance to be, you know, sort of dangerous. I'm kind of an entrepreneur at heart. Back in the mid-1990s, when the internet was really just getting started in the world, I took a great interest to computer programming and HTML coding, and of course the internet too. And so I built a website that ended up being in the top 3% of the entire internet. It was a weather website that kind of coalesced and aggregated weather data, weather imagery, satellite imagery, weather forecast into one place for people to consume and use. Had a ton of fun with that. You know, I sold advertising space for it, did all the coding myself, did all the marketing myself. I learned a lot about how to create a company and how to create value for a market. I went to university not really knowing what to do with my life, and so I majored in meteorology, which is an applied science of chemistry and physics and mathematics applied to the weather. Studied that. It was pretty interesting. It was a very difficult curriculum to go through. And then I worked as a research climatologist at a major university in North Carolina. And my job was to commercialize the science of climatology and create value out of that research. And so, for example, I built a portfolio of products for peanut farmers and strawberry growers and, viticulturists and all sorts of agricultural kind of professions, and the products that I was building was based on how the science describes how the crop responds to the weather in terms of its harvest times, its pesticide times, all that kind of stuff. Ultimately, to help growers have a better crop based on the weather. Had a lot of fun with that. Realized that I was a pretty lousy scientist. I was much more interested in strategy, product, and creating stuff out of it. And so I started my own company doing that. I developed a couple of products for wine grape growers in California to help them determine the best times to irrigate and the best times to harvest to get the sugars at just the right point to make the mm-hmm. best kind of wines they could. That ultimately was a failure. It was. The product was great, the market was interested, but the technology was just not quite ready for that type of application. Then I went to graduate school, went to business school, and got an MBA. Worked for a few years in management consulting, and kind of found my way at the association. So, what I do at the association is very different from what I've ever done before, but it's also very similar in terms of, you know, finding new ways to create value and finding new ways to transform ecosystems and professions. So,
great. So a lot of learning and a lot of experience in being at the sharp end as well, which is fantastic for the role when you're doing that within an organization. So can you outline what are the themes you're focused on now within your innovation incubator? What types of technologies and business models are you looking at?
Yeah, so when we look at the accounting and finance profession, there's a lot of macro level trends that are occurring in the profession. You know, the rate of technological change, the rate of technological adoption is pretty profound. Thinking about automation, blockchain, and its implications on accounting and finance. Also, the way that people learn is rapidly evolving. You know, the traditional model of learning is you go sit in the classroom for a long time, take a test at the end to prove that you learned something. But the way that people are actually learning on the job today is they talk to a mentor, they talk to a colleague, they walk down the hallway, they make a phone call, they look at YouTube. That's how people are really learning today. And that learning is not being captured. It's not being counted towards their, you know, their career development, or you know, for their licensure, or to, you know, to maintain their designations and credentials. And so, looking at those trends, the two themes that we're focused on as part of our accelerator is fintech and edtech. So fintech to us means any kind of technology, any kind of product that can help accounting professionals focus less on routine accounting tasks and focus more of their time on strategy, consulting, that kind of higher level thinking and the higher level value mm-hmm. add for their clients yeah. or for their business yeah. partners. And then on the edtech side, the edtech theme to us means any kind of technology or platform or product that can help accounting and finance professionals learn faster and learn better and measure their competency development. So it's less about the content of the learning and more about the delivery methods of the learning and the measures of how they're, you know, growing in those competencies.
Great.
So those are two things. Those are two huge themes of the future of the accounting profession.
Yeah. And could you outline the process then you've got for your startup accelerator and give us some examples of the ones that have been through it so far?
Yeah, I'd love to. So the process is fairly structured. It's a little rough around the edges, but it's fairly structured. So it basically starts with, you know, us opening the application period up. We're beginning to make a lot of inroads with VC firms and other accelerators and angel networking groups and such to source startups. Once they apply, we screen them to make sure that they're actually applicable to those two themes that I just described. And then we have a pitch day. It's a virtual pitch day, where we invite select companies to make a 3 or 4 minute pitch, have several minutes of discussion and Q&A with our executives and with other thought leaders in the profession. And then based on that day, we pick 3, 4, 5 companies to invest in and invite into our accelerator. And then once they've kind of come in, what we do for them is we give them a little bit of capital to help them, you know, develop their technology further. But I think the more important thing we give them is access to the accounting and finance profession. Access in terms of technical expertise that they may need to further their technology, access in terms of channels, you know, distribution channels, you know, people who might buy the products. And then we take them through about a 6-month long program of a fairly rigorous kind of curriculum. We take them, you know, we have several virtual sessions or in-person sessions where we describe to them what blockchain means for accountants, and we kind of talk about that and how that may relate to their business. Or we may talk about the role of the CFO in companies. You know, that role is rapidly evolving, so we talk about that, the pain points that CFOs may have and how that may relate to their business. And we have several other topics that we take them through. And then we sort of graduate them at the end at one of our big conferences. So last year, or the current cycle that we're going through now, we graduated the cohort at North America's largest accounting and finance conference. And so they were there, mm-hmm. presented to members and to the profession, and it was a great opportunity for them to have access.
Could you give some examples then of the ones that got through that process?
Yeah. So the companies we've selected so far, are pretty interesting. We've picked four companies so far. One of them is called Pluma. Pluma is an online kind of virtual executive coaching platform. So the idea is that an accounting professional can take an assessment of kind of where their gaps are of the competencies, and then based on those gaps, get matched to an executive coach. And so the platform facilitates the matching and it facilitates the coaching to ultimately help them develop competencies wherever they need them. Another company is called TrueUp. TrueUp is a very interesting company focused on gamification of talent. And so the idea is that a hiring manager may use TrueUp to put all their candidates through the platform, and the platform kind of gamifies the assessment of their technical skills or technical competencies, and then through that gamification experience, the hiring manager can pick the one or two candidates they want to discuss further. Or they can use it, you know, in-house. Once they already have people on the job, they can use this platform to, you know, further develop and further coach their staff. The other two companies, the other two companies are fintech, kind of focused around cloud-based tax accounting, and then one also around blockchain. So it's a sort of smorgasbord of technologies that are, I think, very, very relevant for the future of accounting.
Excellent. And people are so central to, you know, making these relationships work between the startup and your organization. Could you give some insights to the people and the partners that you're working with within that ecosystem to make this work?
Yeah, definitely. The people are absolutely critical. You're right. And so, you know, we as an association, we're not really allowed to make money off of this stuff because we're a nonprofit. And so we're not in this for the money. We're in this for the learning, for the innovation. And in terms of partners, we don't have any external partners formally with other companies or accelerators. We do have a for-profit subsidiary owned by the association called CPA.com. And so CPA.com has been, kind of our internal partner, if you could say that, with respect to, you know, distribution of the technologies and the marketing of these companies. But then externally, we've been working a lot with our members. You know, we've got 660,000 members around the world. Many of them are extremely engaged, very visible, you know, thought leaders and luminaries in the profession. And so we've selected, or we've invited about 10 of those people to be on an advisory panel for our accelerator program. And these 10 people are well-recognized technical experts, topical experts, or just kind of thought leadership experts in the profession. And they're volunteering their time to coach and mentor these startups and to, you know, help kind of broker connections in their networks or broker access to the profession. I think, you know, if you ask the four companies in our accelerator, the biggest value they've gotten out of the experience, it's not the capital, it's those advisory panel folks that they've been able to spend time with.
Mm-hmm. And have you been able to sort of quantify the success of the program so far, the performance and that of it, or what sort of success factor are you looking for?
It's still a little bit early to quantify what we've done so far. We're only about a year and a half into the accelerator. But I can tell you the metrics that we're looking for and the kind of the objectives that we're looking for.
Yeah.
Our primary objective is a strategic objective. So we're, you know, with our accelerator, we're primarily looking for knowledge, learning, you know, market intelligence that perhaps we could not have gotten otherwise, access to the innovations that these companies are working on, and benefits for our members. And then secondarily is the financial objective, you know, financial in terms of revenue that we can get out of, you know, through channel agreements or white label agreements or marketing agreements, or, you know, maybe it's a return on equity, something like that. I think with all four companies that we've worked with so far, I think we're working now to kind of quantify the value that they've gotten from it. I know that at least two of the companies have gotten a lot of strategic value out of it because of the access they've gotten to the profession and visibility that they've gotten to the profession. And then, you know, for us as the association, we've gotten a lot of learning out of it. So we've shared a lot of the learning from these companies with our internal teams. There's been a lot of collaboration, a lot of conversations going on between internal experts and startups. So it's definitely all about the learning for us at this point.
Great. great. And moving on, you know of an initiative that I started to encourage learning with children and adults around accounting and business and technology and entrepreneurship, which is called Upstarts for Startups. And it was featured in the Association magazine, which was very, very good of you guys. What were some of the features that you found interesting and of value in that, about that program?
Yeah, it's a great program, and indeed it was featured in the FM magazine. I think it may have been it's one of the 2017 editions.
Yeah, back end of the year,
Great article. So I think it's a really great program because what I love about the program that you've put together, Andrew, is that it brings together employees of a corporate and their kids, and they work on something together, and they have that experience together about finding interesting ideas, developing those ideas, and really kind of being entrepreneurial. And I think that's a really great thing for parents and kids to experience together. And then I think the second feature that I love about the program is that it takes that experience back to the corporate kind of day-to-day work that those employees do. So based on that experience, they're able to take it back to their teams, back to their projects, back to their customers, and innovate. Build on that momentum with new innovation. I think it's a really cool approach.
Yeah, certainly that article, it highlighted the things that the adults learn actually from the children, because I know from my children their insights into technology and what they expect from business and what they expect these days, as adults we can learn from as well, which was a great experience, and that, and I think it was picked up by your feature writer. That's great. Good. So, Mark, what are you doing when you're not doing your normal sort of innovation and venturing work? What do you do to relax?
Yeah, so I love to read. I do tend to find books that are about business or innovation the most interesting to me. Kind of case studies and historical examples and stuff. So I love to read. Love to learn. I've got two very young children, a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and so. When I'm at home, a lot of my time is spent hanging out with them, playing, being creative, imagining, painting and doing music and reading to them and stuff. So that's where my time is spent. I also love chess. So I'm teaching my 5-year-old son how to play chess. And he's, I think one day he'll beat me. I'm pretty sure he'll beat me. It won't be much longer.
Yeah, no, he won't want to play with Daddy. He'll be playing with the computer for the real challenge. Mark, thanks very much for giving us insights on your approach and that to innovation within the accounting profession. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew, for the opportunity. I would just encourage folks to go to ascpaglobal.com/accelerator if they want to learn more or if they know of companies that may be applicable for it. We'd love to hear from them.
Excellent. Great. We'll share that around with the community. Thank you, Mark.
Outstanding. Thank you, Andrew. Take care.